It's Helping Hand, statewide, all things considered, and then archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Friday afternoons, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are welcoming back our friends from Best Buddies Hawaii and hearing about their upcoming March 10th Friendship Walk at Magic Island. This is in Ala Moana Beach Park, 9 to noon, and there are a lot of ways that people can both support them and also find out about great services through our guest that we've got today. Best Buddies is an international effort that raises awareness and funds to support individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And they fund their Best Buddies programs that are dedicated to one-on-one friendships, leadership development, and integrated job opportunities for individuals with IDD, or intellectual and developmental disabilities. It is a huge thrill to welcome back the state director of Best Buddies Hawaii, Sarah Mann. Hey, Sarah, thanks for coming down here again.
Hi, Dave. Great to see you again. Always love coming in to catch up and talk.
Yeah, well, we love having you on. And this is, before we hear about some new stuff that's going on with the organization, for folks who it's a new name to, and I know a lot of people have been learning about Best Buddies, but for some, it's the first time they've ever heard about it, no doubt. So explain who you guys are and what it does from your perspective.
Sure, Dave. We are a nonprofit that is a global volunteer movement to promote opportunities for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We provide one-to-one friendships, leadership opportunities, and competitive integrated employment. We are in Hawaii. We are in middle schools, high schools, and we have a college chapter now.
That's very exciting. And I've watched some of this development actually happen over the last several years as the program expands. And so there are new schools. I remember when you were last on, you guys were just getting some new programs up and running. Share the good news with us on where those are now happening.
Eva Mackay Middle School, Kalaheo High School, Roosevelt High School, Kalani, Mililani, and Waianae High School.
Are all your new ones?
Yes, from the 2017 to 2018 school year.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Very proud of you for all of that expansion.
We have a great team. Very, very blessed. So we are in 15 schools on Oahu and 8 on Maui.
And all those you just named are new ones?
Yes.
That's really cool. That's a lot of development right there, because that's a whole bunch of children and a whole bunch of possible opportunities for something good to be happening. And the program, again, it's something that happens. It's like a club as part of the roster of things that people can do at school in terms of parents who might be thinking, how would this fit into my kid's life? So talk more about how the hours that it would function and other details from a parental side of it that a curious parent would want to hear.
Sure thing, Dave. We act as a club, kind of like a drama club or you know, a service club on campus, a robotics club, any other club. And at the beginning of the year, kids would go to, you know, a club fair or a club rush, which schools usually have in August or September. And we would have a booth or a table, and you could find out more about Best Buddies and learn about what it would be like to be in a buddy pair and what it would entail. And it really provides opportunities for both general ed and special ed kids to do things that they wouldn't otherwise do and be exposed to people that they wouldn't otherwise be exposed to and realize they have hopes and dreams just like they do. And it's we like to look at it as authentic reciprocity, because it's just as good for the general ed kids as it is the special ed kids. And we love that. And it's really cool. It promotes compassion and can recreate the social fabric of a campus and lowers bullying rates and really helps people just treat each other better, which is really important all the time, but especially these days looking at our global climate.
I think that that's always a great message. You hit the nail on the head with that. And the just dialing in on the availability. So if somebody just heard the school of their child, and maybe let's say the expansion, the new programs that you've got, you named all those schools, and it's past the beginning of the year, and they're thinking, how would my kid? So would they go to their teacher and ask about it? Say, hey, I found out that there's this, because maybe they don't know. Maybe the beginning of the year, the booth was there, and they just didn't get to it, or they didn't think about it, or it didn't appeal to them at the time, or who knows what the reason was.
Right.
But so to get involved now, if it's already happening at their school, they would, how, it's as simple as talking to their teacher, their homeroom teacher. How does that work in school these days? To figure
they
out.
They could maybe ask their homeroom teacher who could put them in touch with, you know, maybe they have a club advisor. Sometimes at schools they have, you know, a person who kind of oversees maybe all the clubs and put them in touch with that person.
And then they get in touch with you guys from there.
That's right, because the faculty advisor is connected with our program manager, and then, you know, they would get in touch with us that way.
Okay, that's super cool. And so if you've just heard about it and you realize that your child is in one of these schools, then it's a fantastic opportunity to learn more about it, and that would be the way to do it. And for parents who would like to get Best Buddies into their school that their child goes to, where these remarkable opportunities for friendship and inclusion and really character building on both sides of the fence, as you put it, with the reciprocity of it, a parent would, is it best to start with the school and reaching out to a similar person, like you just said, who's in charge of clubs, to try to get it into a school? Or, because I know that one of your missions is to spread it as
right.
widely as you can. So for to get it into as many different schools as you possibly can, would it be the parents seek you guys at first, or should they go to the school?
They should go to the school first and see if it's at the school. And if it is not, then they can call us and we can let them know, you know, if we have their school, you know, as an expansion school on our list.
And do parents request it? Would they say, hey, there's this organization, you may know about it, I would like to have it in our school because it would be beneficial for my child?
Right. They can request it and, you know, again, connect with us, and then we can see how we can go about opening a chapter at their child's school.
And that's driven by funding, essentially.
That's right.
So, I mean, you guys are funded. How does Best Buddies get funding? And that would be what's holding back new chapters, essentially, too, right?
Correct. We have some generous government funding. Honolulu City Council has been very generous, as well as Maui County. So we're grateful for that, as well as some foundation grants, private foundations, and our fundraisers throughout the year. We have the Friendship Jam, Life is Sweet. We have our annual walk, which is coming up March 10th.
And so these are the primary ways that the funding comes in. And certainly, if you'd like to help get it into a school that your child goes to, that's the way it happens, is by this organization growing so that they can then have the resources to put on a program in that school. The activities that the children participate in together when they do this, and how many days a week does something like this meet during the week?
Well, they usually meet once a month or so when clubs meet, and then schools can take it upon themselves to maybe meet more. For example, sometimes buddies will eat lunch together, or they'll, you know, text each other and just kind of catch up with each other on their own. You know, the buddy pairs can kind of do their own thing, but getting together as a whole group and a chapter for a chapter activity, that usually happens about once a month. And then sometimes there are some activities that take place outside of school, like bowling, or they go, you know, at UH Manoa, they had a fun tie-dye activity a couple months ago that was great, right out on campus. They were tie-dyeing shirts, and it was really cool.
And that's the whole chapter. That's everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
And so they don't meet once a week. So I always had it wrong. So it's not a weekly thing at school. It's a monthly thing.
Yes, a monthly thing. Usually, you know, when clubs meet.
Is that how often they meet? It's been a long time since I've been in school. You got to forgive me. I'm old, Sarah.
No, you're not.
So it's like once a month these clubs get together.
Yes.
Or something. Okay.
Yes.
So and it would be during the school day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you pointed out, supplemental activities. In addition to that, there are activities that would take place outside of school on the weekends, it sounds like. And then for children to participate in this, are there any costs?
Chapters have to raise chapter dues, And there are no costs for middle school. And then high school, there is a small fee. And as a group, they do some fundraising to raise chapter dues, because we like to send a chapter president or a buddy pair to our leadership conference in Indiana at Indiana University at Bloomington every July, which is huge. It's great fun. 2,500 participants from all over the world get together, and it's really awesome just to see the mission in action and the excitement of everybody. And so that's a ton of fun. And so they have to kind of, you know, they have to raise money to
make that happen,
and get there, because that's costly to fly there and so forth.
So raising funds, March 10th is coming up rapidly. It'll be next weekend. Friendship walk, work to both raise funds and awareness, but there's a lot more that happens that day too. So explain how, first off, how this raises funds for the organization.
Sure. Well, we have school teams as well as community teams and corporate teams. So it's really fun. We kind of tap into our whole community and ask people to create teams, and then they recruit walkers, and everyone says, hey, can you, you know, give us 20, 30 bucks, 50 bucks? And if they register and give $50, they get a really cool t-shirt, and they can, you know, be a part of a fun day where the community gets together. And we walk around Magic Island a few times, and then you'll hear some mission moments and see our buddies in action. And there'll be some entertainment. There's good food, great grinds. We're going to have an omelet station. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's just really cool to see our community get together.
What a nice thing. And so people can walk as teams.
People can,
and that could be a group from your company. It could be a group of just you and your friends. Could be family, which is another sort of group. And you would pay a walking fee, which is part of how you'd raise it.
And then a registration fee.
A registration. And then people could sponsor you from there on. And people say, I'm going to put this towards your walk.
That's right.
And people can also, in addition to that, there are, I think you mentioned you'd be giving out some prizes during the day, which sort of opens itself up to people donating prizes to you guys.
Yes, we'd love that. We're still open to any donation anyone would want to give. That would be kind of an incentive prize, maybe, or as a result of raising funds, you know, raising the most money for a team, they could get something. That would be terrific.
That's a really nice thing. That another way that people can be philanthropic
with the event.
Volunteer needs for that day.
Sure, people can email us or leave a message at our office and let us know if they'd like to come out for that day and volunteer. I know some schools, you know, kids have to do community service, and we've had kids in the past come, and then they kind of see our mission too, and they think, wow, I want to be a part of this. So that's pretty cool. So, sure, we need help, you know, setting up our tents and setting up all the chairs, and then, you know, just kind of getting everything ready. And then people can kind of stay and enjoy the walk and have breakfast and then listen to some music and just kind of talk story with our community.
And you guys, if businesses wanted to sponsor or support the event in a larger way, and likewise support either chapters that you've got in the state as a way to help sponsor Best Buddies, I mean, that could be a way to help bring it to a place. I'm just thinking out loud. You're like, well, if it costs this much to do it, I'll just sponsor a chapter starting. So there's a lot of sponsorship opportunities for your programs, correct?
That's right. That's right. And you can find it on our website, and let us know if you have any way you want to be involved. It would be great. We're open to anything.
What other kinds of supplies might you guys need during the year at your office, or other things away from the walk that you are either struggling with or could use a hand with?
We're always looking for craft supplies or board games for our chapter activities, things like that. You know, just because the kids get together and they just hang out, and it's more about being together, but they also, you know, like to make things, maybe, you know, seasonal things based on a holiday, or play some board games or maybe some food. You know, sometimes they like to have snacks during their time together, and or they make, you know, decorate cupcakes or that kind of thing. So if a grocery store wanted to donate some food or something, you know, we're open to that.
That's a great idea. And so these are a bunch of different things. And again, some of these locations you have, besides the Honolulu area, you have...
Maui. Honolulu and Maui. Yeah.
So businesses in Maui, too, that have heard any of this, there's all of the exact same opportunities to participate and be able to support Maui chapters.
That's right.
And you want to grow statewide. So I'm assuming that people, I'm just going to go out on a limb, and you correct me if I have this wrong, because sometimes I will have things very wrong. If somebody is listening, and let's say they're in Hilo, and they're like, I would love for my, maybe they have a son that's just, or a child that's just an outstanding altruistic good person, and they're like, man, I can only imagine if there was a program like this at my school. I know young Johnny or whatever would just be, he'd be so into doing this because it would help him even more. I mean, think of the kind of cat he's going to be when he gets done doing this. Would you like to hear from parents who are in communities where you just aren't at all? Is that part of how the fire starts?
Or? Yeah, we like to talk about our dream of expansion. We just wrote a GIA, a grant in aid, to start programs on Kauai, which would be great because we have had interest there from people. And so we thought, okay, instead of, you know, starting a jobs program, writing a grant for that, why don't we open more friendship programs at the school level and do it on another island? So an island that has expressed interest. So that's why we decided to do that. And hopefully, you know, we'll see if that comes through. That'd be terrific. And we could expand to Kauai. That'd be wonderful.
And anyone who has an angle on getting grants and funding for nonprofits, because sometimes people have come on and talked about their fundraising aspirations and people have reached out to them as a result of being on Helping Hand and say, I know of a grant or I know of a way to get some money. I assume you're always open to hearing from
us. We are. Yes. Thanks, Dave. That'd be great.
You can get in touch with this organization, clearly learn more about them at bestbuddies.org/Hawaii. You can learn about the Friendship Walk, and it's coming up soon, March 10th, right in Alamoana Beach Park, Magic Island, and that is bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org/Oahu. You can send them an email, hawaii@bestbuddies.org. You can give them a call in the Honolulu area, 808-545-3025. In Maui, 808-242-6962. You can get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, hear Sarah's previous appearances on the show and track their progress that way, and find all of our other Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. Get your walking shoes on. It's coming up March 10th at Magic Island, and a great opportunity to show some support in the community and lots of ways to get involved yourself. What have we left out that you want to add?
Nothing. I think we covered it. We're good. Thanks, Dave.
It's Sarah Mann, State Director of Best Buddies Hawaii, talking about their Friendship Walk, which is coming up next weekend at Magic Island, Ala Moana Beach Park. Thanks for doing what you do and setting an example for, as you're talking about, there's a need to try to be nice to each other in this modern era, this difficult, challenging time that we live in. And I certainly look at Best Buddies Hawaii as doing just that. Thanks,
Dave. Love being here. Great to see you.